Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It was a very sudden pain all down my lower back and in my left leg. I've had a second MRI scan, so nothing's compressing on the nerve. But yeah, I've done everything and I'm just a bit out of options.
When you're dealing with issues of the back and issues of discs, you're looking at the kidney energy, because one of the key things in Chinese medicine is that the organs control everything. And if the organs are not quite in balance, symptoms will occur. Hello, my name's Katie Brindle and welcome to Own Your Health. Hello, and thank you for joining me on Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. And today we're doing another coffee break clinic where we are inviting in some of the community to talk to us about their health concerns so that I can answer them directly. But also, you'll tend to find the things we're selecting are fairly general as well and affect many people. So today is no exception to that. And today we've invited on Amber, who's going to talk to us about bulging discs, which is a very common thing. Bulging discs, backache, all of the rest of it. Let's get started. So, Amber, thank you so much for joining me today. Do you want to talk to me and everyone about what's been going on?
Well, 2 years ago, I lifted something very heavy and I went to A&E and I bulged my disc. It was a very sudden pain all down my lower back and in my left leg. And it got diagnosed with a bulging disc. And then after that, I've been doing exercises. I've had physio, I've used a chiropractor, and none of it's really worked. And I'm kind of a bit at a loose end. I don't really know what else to do. Been going on for 2 years. It's still sort of like the same shooting pain I've got down my left leg. I've had a second MRI scan, so nothing's compressing on the nerve. But yeah, I've done everything and I'm just a bit out of options.
That's all right. Well, you're in the right place, because people normally come to me because they're either inspired or desperate. So let's hope I could get you into the inspiration camp. When you're talking about the shooting pain down the left leg, is it down the inside or the outside?
Probably the inside. The inside, definitely, yeah.
Do you know, sort of, can you give me a sort of location down the inside, sort of middle of the inside, front of the inside?
Yeah. So like, yeah, inside, kind of going in the middle, all the way down is the ankle. It kind of all over, really, if I'm honest. It's just, it kind of feels like there's always something pressing into my back. It's like a very sharp pain. Mm. Especially when I bend over. Yeah. And walking for long periods is also quite...
Yeah. Oh, you poor thing. Well, the good news is I can help. Hooray! So let's just explain, first of all, because when I do this kind of diagnosis, I tend to talk about why you've got what you've got and then what you need to do to fix it. OK, so that's what we're going to do today. So the answer to the question why was, before you came on, I asked for your birth date, because what I did was I checked what we call your BARZ chart, because when you're dealing with things like slip discs and bulging discs and lower back pain and back pain and things like this, which have just suddenly started because you lifted up something heavy. Now, I wanted to go a bit before the lifting up something heavy, because obviously when you're lifting up heavy things, you have to be careful, but lots of people lift heavy things all day long and don't end up with the problem. So why was it on this particular day that this heavy thing created the issue. And I looked at the energy of your chart when you were born. And what was quite interesting is that when you're dealing with issues of the back and issues of discs, you're looking at the kidney energy. Because one of the key things in Chinese medicine is that the organs control everything. And if the organs are not quite in balance, symptoms will occur. Now, back symptoms relate to the kidney. Okay, the kidney is responsible for the lower back. It's also paired with what's called the bladder. And the bladder has this channel that goes all the way down the back, either side of the back. It splits into two and it goes all the way down that way and all the way down that way. Then it goes down the inside of the leg down to here, where it then goes down the outside edge of the leg, which is why I wanted to know where the pain was shooting in or out. So what's going on with you is that when you were born, the way that the energy was on the minute that you took your first breath, the kidney energy at that point was really weak. It was just that moment in time. It happened to be very, very weak. So you were kind of born with a relatively weak energy in that department kind of in the first place. And then to make matters worse, the kidneys are responsible for stress. Okay, if you think about the stress response, it has a massive relationship with the adrenal glands, which sit on top of the kidneys. Overworking, overtaxation, our reproductive systems, just burning the candle at both ends. All of this is related to the kidneys. So as we tend to go through the education system, and we're studying and then we're working and then we're just going out into life and working hard, the kidneys get depleted. But your kidneys were a bit like a mobile phone on low battery mode before we'd even started. So what then starts to happen is as you start to go through life, they go from being in low battery mode to kind of like very low battery mode, and you need to put a charger in as soon as possible to get them charged back up again. So what we've got to do is strengthen the kidneys. It's quite straightforward, because what will happen then is that what the kidneys have been doing during the course of your life is draining their pair, which is the bladder, and all of this energy that flows either side of your spine. The kidneys have been dipping into that like a little savings account, going, well, I'll just sort of nibble away at a bit of that energy frequency. Okay, so what's then happened is the bladder channel has over time just got a little bit weaker and a little bit weaker. So instead of being strong like this, it starts to be a little bit sort of floppy, not massively, but just enough then for discs to start bulging and for things to start sort of feeling a little bit wobbling. So all we've got to do is strengthen the kidneys back up again, and we will start to see an improvement. So that's the good news, is there's something we can do about it, okay? So the first thing to say to anyone listening is that there is, and to you, of course, there is a free fact sheet on my website, which is all about what to do for your kidneys. It's like 5 pages long. It's probably arguably a bit too long. So there's lots of information over there about what to do. But the easiest thing in the world for your kidneys is to breathe and to relax. So back I go again to the piece of information that I seem to be giving every single time I do a clinic, which is we need to use, there's a really easy app, which I love, called Mindfulness Bell, okay? And it has this gong, and you just set the gong to go every hour. And every hour, you breathe for 1 minute deeply, okay? You just slowly breathe in for four, linger at the top of the breath for four, breathe out for four, and linger at the bottom of the breath for four. And what that's going to do is it starts to feed the kidneys. And as you're doing that breath, all you do is just imagine that from your nose, there's a straw that goes from each nostril to each kidney, which is at the sort of the root of your back, okay, just under the ribs. So just imagine there's a straw going from here to here. And as you breathe in, literally use your mind. And as you're breathing, just imagine that the breath goes in the straw and the kidneys are going like a balloon. Okay, and as you're lingering, imagine that there's loads of goodness going into the kidneys and strength and power and vitality. Just use your imagination, okay? And then as you breathe out, just imagine that all the weakness is just going out with the breath. And if you do that every hour, it's going to really, really help you. Now, the other thing that you can do is to warm the kidneys. Kidneys don't like being cold. So always wear slippers. Always wear boots in the wintertime. Always wear shoes. Don't wander around with bare feet ever, okay? Make sure you've got socks on if the weather's cold. If you get wet feet, take the shoes off and make sure you can put them somewhere to dry them, okay, to keep your feet warm. Always, always make sure that your lower back is kept warm. Wear a vest. tuck, I know it's a bit unsexy, but tuck it in, okay? Don't wander around with like midriffs showing things. Kidneys don't like cold, okay? And it's going to make things worse. Then you can rub your lower back. What you can do is rub your hands together with me now, 36 times, okay? So like this, imagine that you're charging them up like a power pack, okay? And when you've rubbed 36 times, they're gonna be really, 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 really warm and really put your heart and soul into it. Like imagine that you're really warming them up. And then when you've got to 36 times, zhong, straight onto the kidneys. Oh, and use your imagination again and breathe again, okay? And get that energy going into those nostrils. And this is where you can really start to work with source energy. Source energy is like the energy in the atmosphere coming up from the earth below and coming down from the sky above. And it's adaptogenic. So in this instance, you just want to imagine that what you're breathing in is like royal jelly. It's really rich and you're rubbing it into your hands and putting the warmth onto your kidneys. And that will really, really help you. And last but by no means least, there's a really cool product which I recommend to so many people. And it's on my desk of stuff that I like to talk about. This is a castor oil compress. Okay. Now, castor oil compressing is one of the oldest self-care things that you can do. But the issue with it, which is why lots of people don't do it, is it's a bit sticky. But now you can get these really lovely ones, which is this one here. Okay. And what you've got is a nice soft piece of fleecy material on this side and a piece of kind of waterproof resistant material on the other. And before you go to bed at night, you just simply pour some of the castor oil, okay, onto the compress. Okay, it's quite sticky castor oil, so you want to be doing this in your bathroom before you go to bed at night. And then you just sort of squelch it in, and then you put the castor oil compress on your lower back like this. Can I do this? Can I actually manage to do this whilst I'm sat here? Let's see. So you just literally then, like an air hostess, when she shows you how to use the old, he or she shows you how to use the life jacket, you tie it round the waist with a double bow at the back and just go to bed. And in an ideal world, put a hot water bottle over it for good measure. And what that does is it's really good at strengthening the kidneys and relieving any pain and inflammation, which is creating the pain, which then goes shooting down the leg. So this is a very easy thing to do, because once you've got one of these, it will last you, as long as you look after it, it will last you a lifetime. And you can buy castor oil, always make sure it's organic, okay? And because you don't want to put a load of toxins straight into this area to strengthen it back up. And if you start with that, then what you'll find is if you then download the kidney fact sheet to go further, start with the easy stuff first, and then we can build into it to strengthen those kidneys back up. And then you'll find that the energy will then flow back into the channels. Everything will be strong again. The disc will kind of go back in and you'll feel tickety-boo.
Thank you.
You're speechless. So you've got your coffee over there. That's not very good for your kidneys either. But so Amber, give that a go. And then let me know how you get on. And the thing is with these, when we do this kind of work, we start simply with these simple things that we know you can do first, okay, easy steps, and then we can take it further, okay? But I promise you, get those kidneys under control and your back pain will be a thing of the past.
Okay, I'll give it a go. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Amber, for joining us.
Thanks. Bye.
So there we go. That was an episode all about bulging discs and lower back pain, and actually a little bit of a lesson all about how it's so important to remember the three key things you need to know about owning your health. Circulation needs to flow smoothly. The body needs to purge and nourish, and you need to strengthen the key organs. And there was an example of a key organ not strengthened. In the meantime, if you don't mind, please rate and review us on the Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify. And please send in your comments if you would like to be on my Coffee Break Clinic. Then if you leave your comments on Instagram or TikTok or indeed YouTube, and we will be in touch. Thank you so much for joining, and I look forward to seeing you next time.
Own Your Health is a Viral Tribe production.